This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So this is the besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you live and direct from this karaoke stadium. I can't remember what they call it. Tottenham Stadium, New White Hart Lane, whatever it may be. But anyway, and the score, final score, Tottenham 1, Brentford 3. The mighty, mighty Bees finally cracked the Tottenham nut. It's been a hard nut to crack. We should have beaten them back in Boxing Day. It didn't quite happen, but today we've beaten them. 1-0 down at half-time,
yes.
Turn the game around, 3-1 in the first half. What an absolutely tremendous performance, eh?
Oh, mate, unbelievable. First half, not quite that good, but second half, I said before the game, I said last night when the B team won, we're going to win 3-1 today. And we did it. We smashed them in the second half. We put them so much under pressure. Unbelievable performance at the second half. Brilliant. Absolutely amazing by all the players. Come on, you Reds!
You Reds, and I can say, Thomas Frank, he knows exactly what we need at half time.
Exactly.
Frank Onyeka wasn't doing it in the first half.
No.
Unfortunately, not digging him out, but he wasn't. But Frank just went second half. Bing, bash, bosh. Took him off.
Yeah.
Brought on Damsgaard and he made a massive difference, didn't
he? 100% completely changed the game. I don't know what words to say right now, but, you know, push for Europe, Bees. Come on.
Come on, you Bees. We're here in Tottenham Stadium and the whistle's on fire is going off here. The Tottenham fans are leaving quite quickly. They're all leaving here. They're going because they're obviously... Listen, sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose one. This one, Brentford, absolutely and totally, they deserve to win this game here today. They deserve to... Listen, tell me something. We deserve to win this game, didn't we?
That's the best second half of the season. Brilliant. Absolutely performance of the...
And the way that Thomas Frank, I mean, like, he just pulled out the bag, didn't he?
Absolutely. Substitute. Damsgaard. Brilliant. Damsgaard. Wow. 45 Jimmy's. Minutes. Come on.
Jimmy's. Listen, what a game. What a game, eh?
Fantastic. End of the season away from home. Another team chalked off that we've now beaten in the Premier League. And double Manchester City next week, and that'll do it.
How are you, Bees? Listen, what result?
Fucking brilliant!
Right,
North London, and we fucking own it. We own it.
Bees fans happy. Tell us something. What result? What game? You were saying?
Oh,
did you see this at half time?
No, not at all. No one bit, honestly. I never thought I'd come to a stadium like this and see Brentford win. You know, little old Brentford. And we've fucking done it.
But not only did we deserve the win as well, didn't we?
We did, yeah. No, honestly, it's just so hard to describe, you know. The first half, I thought we might snatch a draw. We're watching the second half. We're all over them.
They battered
all
them.
Over
them. Battered
much better.
Tottenham get battered everywhere they go.
Of course
Tottenham
they do.
You bees.
Cheers, Billy.
You bees. There. What a result. Tears up, Ben. Want to talk. What result? What a game. You enjoyed that one. I saw you smile. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Brilliant, man. What can I say? We beat all the big six. It's finished. It's done. I'm speechless.
Going out there today, we were looking like we were still napping when we first started that game. We were still sleeping, weren't we?
We were sleeping, but you know what? Second half, as we usually do, we kick on second gear and look
at second gear? We're about fifth gear, about tenth gear, you know what I'm saying? We're proper like Elon Musk rocket was out there taking it to another level.
We're top, look. And if we end up beating City next week, look, you know I'm a dreamer. It's unlikely. It's unlikely, but if we do it, Europe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Right, it's completely possible.
Okay.
Listen. I'm going to keep you dreaming. There's plenty of dreaming to going on because it's a sunny day today. You've got a long afternoon of drinking milk and milkshakes. Is that right?
It's a beautiful day. I'll see all of you lot down Brentford. Comedy bees!
You bees. What a game. That was kind of like Gillingham. 3-1 down half time, 5-3, wasn't it? Gillingham.
That's up there. That ranks as one of the great days again to see the boys away. Second half performance, magnificent. Ivan, he wasn't going to play today anyway. The players stepped up. Brilliant second half.
There's a lot of people saying they thought the bees were going to be on the beach, right? They said, oh, it's all right playing them. They're on the beach. They ain't going to be up for it. They were right up for it in the second half, weren't they?
Absolutely. Every single one of them. Thomas Frank wouldn't allow that. Credit to the players. And bring on Man City next week. We'll give them the guard of honour and then we'll beat them.
You bees!
Yes, come on!
Come on, you bees. What a result. What a game. Look at the Tottenham fans are still there, stunned. Tell you something, they remind me of the Peterborough fans that I watched the other day when they played Sheffield Wednesday. They're 4-0 up. And then at the end of the game, when Peter got beaten, right, 5-4 in the end, like an odd aggregate. And you see the Peter fans were stunned. The Tottenham fans are there, stunned as well. They're still just on their little big terrace there, but they don't make much noise. And they're stunned, aren't they?
Well, I have to say, what a performance, second half performance. We were absolutely brilliant. I've just got to say one thing. Is the dream of Europe on?
Ooh.
Is the dream of Europe on?
Ooh.
And can we do the double over Man City?
Ooh.
Yes, we can.
Ooh.
After that performance, we can beat anyone.
We can beat anyone. Dutch bees in the house. You fly over, you've got a season ticket, you come over nearly all the games. I see you all the time, even though you live on the Dutch side of town. You don't even live in the middle of the city. You live in the middle of the country somewhere in Holland. But you come over to the bees. This must be even more pleasurable for you to come over here and see them win at Tottenham.
This morning, 6:45, I had to wake up, flew to London City, took the train, took the bus to the brewery, and now here to White Hart Lane to see them get battered. Come on, Brentford FC!
Come on, you bees. Teacher man's in the house. What a result.
What a result. I mean, we were all thinking it was slow, pedestrian in the first half, worried about what might happen. Kane's last game at the mighty old shitty Spurs at home.
Well, no. His last game against Leeds next week, so hopefully they've got something to fight for now next week,
well,
haven't they?
On today's second half, they are a fucking diabolical side at the moment. The fans, you can see here, big on the screen, end of year awards ceremony.
There's no one here.
They've all gone home. They know what they're seeing. And I'll tell you what, we mighty, mighty bees are going to have a mighty, mighty Saturday.
Mighty, 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 mighty bees. Listen, we're on our way out here as well for the stadium. We're going to catch you more in the bars after the game. But all the fans, listen, everyone. Of course, everyone's happy here. The Sawpin's in the house. The Sawpin is in the place.
Hello, mate.
Listen.
Fucking massive.
Tell me about that. What happened? Listen, in the second half, he went in and he put them into this box and he turned them into a destruction machine, didn't he?
Brentford destroyed them. I've never been to Tottenham. I never won. We draw, we lose, never won. We did it today. Whistles on fire and Bueno. What can I say?
What can you say?
I can't say anything.
No, you can, but you said it all.
Unbelievable.
You said it
unbelievable,
all.
Unbelievable, mate.
You bees.
Quality, mate.
Come on, you bees.
Give us a hug, mate.
I'm giving hugs. There's hugs going on all around here. Yes. Listen, bees in the house. Yeah. Hey, do you enjoy that?
Superb, mate.
You enjoyed that one. Listen. Tell me about this one. Tell me about that game.
It was the second half.
That's enough. Okay, we're done. No, just... Talk about
the first half.
Yeah.
Okay, so first half, you know, to give Tottenham credit, they stopped us playing. They stopped us any space we ran into. I think the turning point for us was Damsgaard as the substitute. We played with much more confidence. We played on the front foot. We managed to play on the wing, but also cut inside, which we weren't doing in the second half. Tottenham piped up in injury time. That was it. We dominated that second half. Another scalp.
UBs.
Yeah. We're in the house. Yes. B's in the house. That was you were happy with that, weren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really nice to get one over Tottenham at last. It's been a while. Thank God it's happened.
We talked a bit about that game. Did you always think we're going to get 3 points?
Did I what?
Did you always think we're going to get 3 points in this game?
Do you know what? I thought it was about 60-40. I thought we might just crack it, and we have. Fair play to Thomas Frank.
Yeah, and then the first half we were struggling a bit, but we weren't really making a mark on this game, were we?
No, not really. But then it's all about what you do long term, isn't it? You've got to think bigger than 45 minutes. You've got to think 90 odd minutes, however many it is.
And that's what we did. UBs.
UBs.
Spurs fans in the house here, like I said to you, the game is over, and like I said to you, it goes either way. We came to Tottenham last season and they absolutely destroyed us, but we had no chance within that game. But you know, we went to Brentford early in the season, 2-1 up, 2-0 up at half time, and Spurs came back to 2-2. We were a little bit gutted about that one, but we had an inkling we might have got something out of this game. But at half time, you looked totally in control, didn't you?
I think should have took the chances in the first half. We had so many, like Son, Kulusevski, and then second half, just you come out a different team, to be fair.
I mean, I don't know if you know Thomas Frank, our midfield wasn't really happening in the first half, and again, we're not disrespecting our players, but sometimes they just don't have a great game. Frank the Tank, Onyeka, and Yenelt in the middle, they were giving the ball away, they just weren't on it as well. Onyeka gave away that free kick, which gave you your first goal, and in the end, Thomas Frank, amazingly, he's a bit of a super sub man, on Thomas Frank, and he went changes, and at half time, yanked off Onyeka, put on Dalsgaard, bam, different team, innit?
I mean, that second half, obviously, you controlled the midfield. I thought our best player first half was Bissouma, and in the second half you just nullified him. So yeah, obviously changed something, and then all the goals, like, you could have scored more, to be fair.
And Lee, I mean, there was a lot of unhappiness within the stadium itself. I mean, tell us what that's all about.
It's been like that for probably a couple of years. Obviously Pochettino masked all of it, and him leaving, and Jose coming in and getting sacked a week before a final, and the old Conte in and Conte out, and it's a lot of fans are frustrated with the board. I know obviously we've got a massive stadium, we've got an amazing training ground, but that doesn't bring you silverware.
And so silverware, obviously, you know, the European dream, or the European Champions League dream, looks like after this loss today, is going to be like a bit of a pipe dream, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, and I'm not saying it's disrespectfully, Brentford coming down to Tottenham and beating you, I mean, because, you know, we're, again, we Grimsby and Scunthorpe is kind of where we've come from.
Yeah.
So how does that perspectively look for you?
It's not a great look for us, but then you can say you can't beat an underdog story, and look at Thomas Frank, how long you lot hold on to him. Obviously, he needs to sign Tony down to a new deal, I think. I think he owes you that, even though he's on his ban. If he gets signed to a new deal, at least he gives you a bit of money through the door. I was listening to Talk Sport in the week, and there was a Brentford fan on. He was like,
"That was me."
Was it you? there was one on. Was it about the Bees podcast? Was that you? Okay,
you're on the Besotted podcast now, mate. This is it.
I was listening to you. What you said is they get to a seed, and obviously they get sold, and that was the correct thing. I heard that literally on Talk Sport. So.
I'll put your words in your mouth, but you know,
that was, I heard it literally on the way home from work.
Yeah, so listen, look, safe journey back to you, man. And like I said to you, we'll see each other again next season.
Right, thank you very much.
Bees out in the house here as well, still here. Beavertown Brewery are. A few beers in here. Hey Jude now kicked off inside here, you can hear. I'm not sure if there's a few Tottenham fans here, and they're not happy at all. Yes. What a result, eh?
Hey Billy, how you doing? Yeah, good, awesome.
So tell me about the game, just quickly. You can't remember, can you?
Get her. I'm lost for words, fella, sorry.
What a game.
Amazing, mate, we've done them all. But what, the only teams we haven't beaten are bloody Newcastle, Palace and Leicester.
And Leicester.
Well done. What aristocracy. We are football's aristocracy.
That's right. Here we go. Listen, I'm going to go to Steve Young, the guitarist. There he goes.
Got the wood. There you go. Upon your shoulder. There you go. And don't you know that it's a fool to play. You know, it's a big tune, this one. Yeah. By making his world a little cold. Here we go now. La 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 la. Here we go, here we go. Yeah. You're loving this, aren't you? You're loving this.
Oh, it's great, isn't it? We've done the big six. Yeah, right. This is the we've completed it, mate.
We're in the middle of Tottenham, singing Hey Jude, Beavertown Brewery. Doesn't get better than this. Away days, kick football out of football. But what we also did is we put the football into football. So we've had a kick football out of football day with the football. Better. Here we go. Oh. There we go. Ooh. Ooh. La 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 la. Two, three, four. Here we go. I tell you something. I don't know if we can beat this now. I might have to just close this one up here after this. Some jokes, actually. Like I said, kick football out of football. This is going to be a very, very, very long evening. Very long evening.
You said 3-1 today. That's two weeks running.
Got two wins in a row as well. There you go. Listen there. You Reds, Beavertown Brewery, Hey Jude. Yes, we're going. Steve Young, UK, as well, on there as well. Yeah. Sure. There we go. So tell me about this. What a day, what a game, eh?
Yeah, oh, incredible. We've done the next big team on our list, you know. We've done Liverpool, we've done Chelsea, we've done Arsenal, we've done Man United, done Man City, we've done West Ham, you know. We've done Tottenham, and we should have beaten them at our place. And we finished it off here, and we went a goal down, you know. We got to say Harry Kane's goal was incredible. You know, to go 1-0 down to that wasn't any kind of embarrassment whatsoever. But our reaction, you know, we've got a lot of stick in the last few weeks trying to keep it tight. We stay in a game. You know, you come to a team like this, you don't want to play them. You don't want to go toe to toe for 90 minutes. We go toe to toe for 45. And we try not waste 45, but we just like try and get the first half out of the way. And we came out and we actually bossed that second half, I thought. They were a dangerous team. I thought Brian and Bumo, his two goals today, you know, he took them brilliantly. Wiesa, he was superb for the second. Hickey, what an outstanding performance today. You know, I've been a bit whatever with Aaron Hickey. Today he come of age, I thought he looked every bit the class player that we thought we were signing. You know, it's only going to get better and better for him. You know, and then coping without Ivan Toney, we did it again. You know, two wins in two games without Ivan. We got a big one next week, but it's all about today. You know, we came to Tottenham, we came to that amazing stadium, and we did them, Bill.
We absolutely did them. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Like I said to you, we can't top that up, the Hey Jude. We've got the beers, we've got the sun, we've got the characters. It's wicked, you know what I'm saying? My name's Billy Grant here. I had a great day. Started very early with the club shop and finishing very late with the characters in the Beaver Town. And like I said to you, having a few beers here. We're having a good sing-song. We're having whatever it may do. Whatever happens tonight, it doesn't really matter because we have now beaten Tottenham. We've ticked that off our list. We should move on. Dance now, whoever may we be. I'm saying, but like I said to you, don't forget to subscribe on all good podcast channels. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Thank you for everyone that's bought us a beer. But other than that, we beat the Spurs. We're very happy. We've got one more game to go. We're playing Man City next week. As we say, come on, come on,
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.